Nelson Mandela, South Africa's first black president and anti-apartheid leader, has died at the age of 95, and President Obama offered a special tribute.
Make decisions guided not by hate, but by love. To never discount the difference that one person can make. To strive for a future that is worthy of his sacrifice.
Joining us live, Bob Schieffer, CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent and the host of Face the Nation. Bob, there's so much about the life of Nelson Mandela that makes us all better people, even if you're not a South African.
You know, I think that is exactly right. And I think the president made an eloquent speech yesterday in talking about Nelson Mandela. I was thinking about this as I woke up this morning, Mike. His whole life was a lesson. It seems to me, and you can take, it would be like you were taking a college course on ethics or something of that nature, and you can just go through the life of Nelson Mandela. I mean, he stood for perseverance, for bravery. He had a set of values, and then once his goal was achieved, he practiced forgiveness of his enemies and reconciliation. And I think another remarkable thing that we don't think all that much about in this age of politics where people cling to power, and in other countries where it's sometimes even worse than it is in our country, where people try to hold on to power for life. He served one term as president and then retired, but yet remained a moral force in his country. Anybody who can read about Nelson Mandela and not come away feeling better about things, and not come away feeling they have learned something, I think that there's something seriously wrong with them.
Makes you wish.
He's just a remarkable person, and we don't see people of his caliber come along very often.
Well, it makes you wish that some of these world leaders who've come out in such with such great praise for the man and his death would follow his example every day in life.
Well, I mean, even the most minor kind of way, the lessons that he could present for our own politicians in how he went about his business, on how he went about trying to accomplish the goals that he set out. You know, I didn't once hear in Nelson Mandela's life at any point that he ever worried about getting a primary opponent if he took a certain position. Do you?
No, what a great point. And, you know, the notion here, we all feel like, you know, so incidental in a world with so many billions of people, and, you know, you're fighting the Democratic Party or the Republican Party or whatever. There's one man who fought it all and made a difference.
Yeah. And there was a wonderful, wonderful headline on page 23 of the Washington Post this morning. I was reading. The headline said, "It's the closest thing we have to proof of God." What a wonderful, wonderful tribute. We're gonna spend the whole Face the Nation Sunday on Nelson Mandela. We'll be going to South Africa. We'll be talking to leaders around the world about the life he led. It's you don't have this opportunity very often to concentrate on this, and I think the nation is really going to take note. And it's also, a matter of coincidence, but the fact that his death comes just 2 weeks after the 50th anniversary of the celebration—not the celebration, but the marking of the Kennedy assassination.
Right.
I think, and we saw these wonderful tributes to President Kennedy, and that very, you know, emotional moment in Dallas, when Dallas, this city where this happened, it's been living with this for all these years, and the celebration of Kennedy's life that they mark there. I think the nation is going to pause and take something away from this. I really, really do.
Hope they do. Should be a good one on Sunday. We'll look forward to it, Bob.
Okay.
CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent and host of Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer.